Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris with Mark Grody bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I got 5.
Number 1.
You're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips, and it is a victory Monday. So we ask the question, what was the best part of the Bears' 26-14 win over the Saints?
All right, I'm going to tell you what the best part about the Bears' 26-14 win over the New Orleans Saints yesterday. And I know it'd be easy to say, defense, but I think that we need to be a little bit more specific because that's probably the answer. I will be specific. There was a sequence in the second quarter which was just amazing. It looked fun. I wanted to be down on the field when this was happening. This is in the second quarter. The Bears are up 6-0. Kyler Gordon had a sack. Jaquan Brisker had a sack in this sequence, a loss of 9 after, by the way, Brisker had missed a sack, and I knew it. I was like, I know Brisker well enough to know that he was going to get his sack in that game. He got it. Then there was the 3rd and 28 Brisker roughing on that particular sequence as well. Hurt them. Then you had TJ Edwards. We're not talking about TJ much today, but he had a good game, and he had a near pick as well, a play where he went diving for the ball and missed it. But the finale, like you see the fireworks going off in the sky, was in that sequence, was Nashawn Wright with the pick, the 39-yard return, and that led to the DeAndre Swift 11-yard touchdown run. So you talk about the defense and the offense working in sequence together as they did some yesterday. I thought that that was a great sequence of plays right there. That was the best part of the game for me in the Bears' win over the Saints.
So you talked about a lot of things leading up to that best part. Mm-hmm. For me, it's when I look into the box score, because I know what my eyes saw, but I need the numbers to back up my eyes.
I love when you talk about your eyes.
When I look in the box score, Mark, and I see 40 carries for 222 yards as a team for the Chicago Bears, knowing that the quarterback wasn't the factor there and that he had 4 carries for negative 2 yards, and see a 5.6 per carry average. Remember I said back on Friday, I was like, hey, if they can, you know, carry 4 yards a carry, I'll be good with that. But the 5.6 and the 40 carries for 222, that's the best part of this, because that's something you feel like you built on what happened against the Commanders. And now if you could take that and travel with it to Baltimore, you can control the game, because you can control the trenches. You could control the clock with time of possession. The best part of this is watching that offense with Caleb Williams being ineffective and inefficient as a quarterback throwing the football. It doesn't matter when you can just run the football and impose your will on another team's defense. And that's what the Bears did that I believe was the most important part of this win, and something that can go forward and be like, this is part of our identity. So I think that's definitely my favorite part of the 26-14 win.
And imagine what that running game will eventually do, what it is supposed to do for the passing game as well. That said, by the way, Chris Tannehill just came in here with his sick, slick starter jacket on that he's had for a few years, and he busted it out because, as he said, hey, the Bears are back. They're running the football. They're playing defense.
Wait, they've arrived? They've arrived?
No, that's just the Bears. That's just a certain formula that resonates heavily with a big part of the population in the great, big, beautiful city of Chicago.
Did you say the Bears are back? Everyone, Mark Grody, the Bears are back.
Yeah, Mark Grody said it.
Hey, I didn't say that, but it's not like
they're lose a division.
That would not be the worst thing to have attached to my name. Like, I would not hate it.
Do you believe the Bears are back?
Mark Grody said the Bears are back.
Do you believe the Bears are back, Mark?
I mean, I think that the Bears have won four in a row, and things are looking really good, and I just want to see Caleb Williams catch up just a little bit. Just a little bit.
I think that's fair.
Let's see it all be put together.
Number two.
Which is more sustainable from yesterday's game? The Bears' running game or their four takeaways on defense?
I think it's definitely the running game. I think Ben Johnson knows what he's doing. I think Dan Rochard knows what he's doing. I think the move of Theo Benedet to left tackle, even though he did have the two false starts and was getting manhandled at times by Chase Young, I think if you could survive that, you could survive anything. And so to know that that happened and they were still able to run the football like they wanted to, I have so much belief in Ben Johnson and his play calling and his scheming and his making everything different look the same and everything the same look different. I love what they were able to do with an inefficient Caleb Williams. Like, the effort's going to be there to try to take the ball away, but it's not going to happen every week. But I think that run game is something they're going to be able to lean on. That's one of the reasons why I said Caleb Williams to me right now is in this incubator where he's trying to figure things out with Ben Johnson as his guide, his Yoda to Luke Skywalker. And once he figures it out, it's all good for the Bears offense. So I think it's definitely the running game. That's more sustainable, and that's what I'm going to continue to believe in.
15 takeaways in four games is a number that is hard to keep up with. But what I will say about that is, yeah, there's going to be games, I know this is going to be shocking, where the Bears are probably going to have zero turnovers. But we know that at any time, and maybe even in bigger games as the season goes on, dare I say, if the Bears get to the playoffs, we know that this team is capable of having big, consequential turnovers. So I do think that there is something to that. Four turnovers a game, you cannot keep up. But as I said backstage, I'll take two. I'll even take one turnover a game. That's still pretty good. But you have the power to get four. That said, you are correct. The answer is it is more sustainable to think that the run game will continue to do this for a couple of reasons. We have obviously seen it over the last couple of weeks. Number two, Ben Johnson, it is on his resume. And yes, you can say that those two running backs that he had in Detroit, Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery, are more talented than Swift, Manungai, and whomever else they are giving the football to this year. But we know how seriously Ben Johnson takes this. He told us that he has spent more time in the running back's room or working on the running game than he has the passing game. That says everything you need to know. It is one of his specialties. It is one of the things in which Ben Johnson majors. So I do think that that can be sustainable. 100 yards every week from DeAndre Swift? No, but something that I think they are onto something.
The Bears leading the league in takeaways with 16, two clear of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Leading the league in interceptions, one clear of the Jacksonville Jaguars. They have 11, and they also have five fumble recoveries as well. But more importantly, they lead the league in turnover differential, and they're plus +3 in that category because they're plus +11 as a team. And that is the thing. If you could stay at the top of turnover differential, you're good to go.
Number three.
Third question here in Five on It. Rahimi Harrison Grody, Layla is out today. Third question. Oh, God.
Number three.
Will the Bears be back in last place in the division this season?
Oh, my God. I think that was my reaction when the question was brought up as we were sifting through some of these things with the Bears. Boy, oh boy, will the Bears? I'm looking at the stand. I had to refresh the standings here one more time because right now, the Minnesota Vikings are the team that is living in last place in the North. They are 3-3. The Bears are in third at 4-2, having won four in a row. Sorry, I'm trying to kill time trying to come up with my answer here. The answer is no. You want to know why? I don't think that Minnesota is going to get bad this year because it feels like the Vikings never get bad. I do not trust the Minnesota Vikings to be really good, though, this year, and I think the Bears stay out of last place. But like, it's not the worst thing in the world to be in last place in this division because everybody is 500 or above right now, so it's not as devastating as it sounds. But I'll go no. I'll say no because of Minnesota. I don't trust Minnesota to be good.
Let me tell you about Minnesota's schedule upcoming, and this is why the answer is indeed no.
Oh, good.
Brody.
Look at us agreeing on everything today.
Next up, at the Chargers. Next up, at the Lions. Next up, home against what should be a relatively healthy Ravens team.
Mm.
And then after that, they've got the Bears at home. So take that. If the Bears just win, you know, half their games between now and the time, if they go 2-1, let's say, between now and the game with the Vikings, the Bears should be in position to beat Minnesota and make sure that there are a couple of games behind them.
Five on an addendum. Addendum. Are the Bears going to beat Baltimore?
Oh, it's too early for that.
Robbie?
It's too early for that.
No.
It's
Ray?
It's too early.
Too early is an acceptable answer, by the way.
I think I have to say no, but I want to be wrong.
At the very moment, the Ravens are favored by 6.5.
Okay.
Coming off the bye.
Coming off the
bye. Lamar Jackson supposedly healthy. We're going to find out truths about the Bears' defense. Can you take it away? Can you stop the run for real? King Henry coming at you? So maybe. Maybe, but so, it's too early.
I don't want to yuck anyone's yum, but I'm going to say some numbers and you try to like tell me what I'm saying. 3-3, 4-2, 3-3-1, 2-5, 3-4, 1-6. What are those numbers?
Those sound like records of the teams that the Bears have beaten.
Correct. Ooh, yeah. So there's only one team over 500 right now that the Bears have beaten or have played, and that was the Lions that they lost to. So
it wasn't close either.
Yes. So I want to not yuck everyone's yum. I'm happy they are on a four-game winning streak, but have they played the best competition yet? No.
Also, the Ravens are 1-5, so they're going to continue that trend whether they win or lose.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Number 4.
Switching over to baseball. Would the Cubs have been swept by the Dodgers like the Brewers were?
Unfortunately, yes. And here's why. Because one team has Shohei Ohtani and Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman. Those are three future Hall of Famers I just mentioned that are in the Dodgers lineup. And the other team, I don't see a Hall of Famer. Also, Shohei Ohtani pitches. Also, did you see how deep the starters went in games 1 and 2 for the Dodgers? And the Cubs would have been kind of in the same formation that the Brewers were. We're like, all right, we're going to throw an opener. We're going to try to offset. Meanwhile, what the Dodgers were able to do off the top and needing one inning of relief in their first two games, Cade Horton, let's say he goes out there and pitches zeros. How long can Cade Horton pitch zeros? Probably
into
at most.
Into the fifth.
Well, no, I was going to say into the seventh if everything's
really?
Going as
no,
well.
No, you were going so well there.
No, listen. If everything is going spectacularly well.
I mean, you're talking about absolute tippy top best case scenario stuff here.
Yes.
Like that, coming off the injury, you really think he would have gotten into the seventh inning? No,
but that's
sir.
My point. That's my point, Grody, is even at his absolute best, Nah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he wasn't going to go into the eighth or the ninth inning. He wasn't probably going to go into the seventh or maybe probably not the sixth inning.
Yeah.
If you got five shutout innings from Cade Horton, he's probably getting pulled because it's his first outing in a while. So, yeah, I think the idea that the Cubs would have done any better than the Brewers is a fool's errand.
Cubs starting staff, I agree with you. Cubs starting staff was out of gas. You know, like your guy showed at Imanaga, like non-factor.
He wasn't going to get a start if I was in charge of the rotation in an NLCS.
He may not have gotten a start. I mean, the Cubs had a chance, opportunity to start him in game five against the Brewers, and they finally came to their senses and said, no, we just can't do this anymore. You know, we're going to go with an opener. Matthew Boyd became unpredictable. You know what I mean? Like, he just did. Like, I know there was some good in there, but he was clearly running out of gas. Now, you had superhero Jameson Taillon, who was very good, and I won't build a case on Jameson Taillon, but it felt like you were like a lot of different aspects of your team were just running out of gas. And guess what else? You know, just in the spirit of the question, would the Cubs have been swept as well by the Dodgers like Milwaukee? Milwaukee better than the Cubs. So, like, just simply by that, the Milwaukee Brewers have more ways to beat the Dodgers at this point than the Cubs would have. So I don't think it would have been any better for the Cubs.
The Brewers didn't score more than a run in any single of the four games. I want you to really understand that. They scored one run in each of the four games.
They might have been running out of gas themselves.
Cubs soften them up. You know, it's like when somebody hands you, hey, can you loosen this for me? And they just give it a little turn. It's like, oh, I got it. It's like, yeah, I loosen that up for you.
Well, you know what? That's a great analogy. But also, I do think of it like that was such a huge monumental inflection point for that organization to not only win a playoff series, which has been a problem for Milwaukee during their winning window, and then to do it against the big bad Cubs who had been chanting their pitcher's name, you know, in the game before. Like, that was exhausting for them. There had to be a little bit of human nature, again, kick in once they played the Dodgers and they look at it. We beat our big foe in the Cubs and they didn't get past the next. That scares me, though, for next year for the Milwaukee Brewers.
Number five.
Oh, man, that's amazing.
So beautiful. You're beautiful. You're a beautiful tree. Thanks. You're like a big weeping willow tree. Just beautiful.
It's five on it at 670 to score. Mark Grody, Marshall Harris. Two-part question for number five. Are the Blue Jays going to the World Series? And I got two words for you. Shohei Ohtani, your thoughts.
Oh, my God. Glad he came up. You go ahead, Marshall.
No, like, let's start with Shohei, right?
Okay.
Shohei Ohtani, in this playoffs, up until the point in which we saw him in game four, was not having a good postseason. I cannot be more clear about what was going with Shohei Ohtani and the fact that his postseason was off. To that point, do you know how many hits Shohei Ohtani had in the postseason? He had six. We were like, okay, six hits in the postseason. Those are some. That's a number of hits.
And
the problem was he had six hits in 44 at bats. That's not good, right?
Right.
And then in one game, he had half that many hits, and he had three home runs.
Forgiven.
In four at bats. Oh, he also threw six innings of shutout ball.
What?
In which he struck out 10.
What?
So he was batting 158 in the postseason until game four. And it was like, oh, well, they're winning. And despite Shohei struggling a little bit, it's like, let me remind you what I do. Three bombs in a pivotal clinching game? What? And you know what sums it up the worst is that the Dodgers were 8-1 in the games before Shohei did that. So they were saying, without Shohei Ohtani, this is what we are capable of. We will sweep the Reds in the wild card series. We will then win three out of four games against the Philadelphia Phillies, our biggest challenger in this National League. And then we'll just sweep the Milwaukee Brewers. And not only will Shohei provide all the power, but it'll also be like our first three pitchers who shut down the Brewers offense.
I mean, I remember it was, I think, 2 years ago now where I started to hear some of the big baseball writers like Ken Rosenthal and whatnot, and I can't believe it as well, I think, said something to this effect, and that is that Shohei Ohtani is the greatest baseball player of all time. And that kind of hit me because most of us are at an age where, like, somebody like Babe Ruth, who none of us really saw play, is just like this mythical creature who was the greatest baseball machine of all time. And you could talk about your Hank Aarons and your Willie Mayses and these guys that are just larger than life and don't even seem real. So when I first heard that, it was like, wait a minute, take it easy with the hyperbole. Shohei Ohtani might be the greatest baseball player of all time.
Oh, you're still at a might.
Well, I mean, yeah, okay. It feels weird coming out of my mouth.
Is it because he's still playing that it's hard to say that?
I guess. And because of what I just said, too. Like, I need to get past the mythical creatures of baseball's past.
But you understand, he's quite literally putting up Ruthian numbers.
No doubt about it. And he is, he's pitching, too. He's the GOAT. He's the greatest of all time. Mariners, Blue Jays. You got a Shane Bieber situation?
Who you got?
This is going to be who do I want. It's not going to be who do I got.
Who do you want?
Because guess what? I like both of these teams because neither are offensive to the teams that we cover, really.
And
I mean, I guess
the
to the White Sox.
Who were your original prediction?
Yeah. Like they're both cool cities. Seattle. Actually, I've never been to Seattle.
Seattle's
in
cool.
All of my travels, I've never been to Seattle. Pandemic messed me up. Blue Jays, I love Toronto. You know what? I'm going to go with the Blue Jays just because of all the juniors that are on that team. All the juniors, all the children of the big-time players. So I want the Blue Jays to advance into the World Series. Although the Mariners have never been, right? They've never even been in a World Series, let alone won a World Series.
Right. They'd be first-time participants long before.
Blue Jays.
You're taking the Blue Jays?
Blue Jays.
Shane Bieber. You know who could have had the Shane Bieber?
Who?
The Cubs.
Yeah, well,
they didn't trade for him.
But I mean, he's not the Shane Bieber of the past, though.
Guess what? Yeah. Shane Bieber wouldn't have helped him against the Dodgers, at least not win the series. I'm very convinced.
Can't even believe it.
So I'm going with the Mariners because that was my original pick to get to the World Series, and I also have money riding on them. So we'll go with the Mariners tonight. George Kirby, do your best. Do your best.
I think it's that he adds the even in that. I can't even believe it.
Can't even believe it.
If I need a laugh out of you, I'm just going to play that every time.
You know what?
It gets me too.
Are you highly susceptible?
I am.
Can't even believe it.
It's Raheemy, Harris, and Grody. Lails has the day off today. Coming up next, let's talk more about the Bears' running game and also bring up a question that guy, the tree, brought up backstage. Is Kyle Manun guy the Bears' best draft pick in their class this year?
Ruh-roh.
Oh, my Manun guy. It's coming up next on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk create in Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.